So, we watched the film of last week's game. Disheartening, or what did you see when you watched that last week?
Two major things to correct. The obvious one that's all over the news right now is our screens. Okay, we were at different calls on all of them. You know, and we have three guys there with one blocker to make the first play, and that's got to be made. And the guys know that. Those have all been corrected. We've been emphasizing it. We were emphasizing it last week. The guy's a good player, so you got to make sure you keep him in the cage and execute on those. And then the red zone. Very rarely are you going to win a game if you turn the ball over seven times as a team, but we need to hold them to field goals. And that's what. So those are the two major points of emphasis. Now, we've played well in those areas. We've played well on screens this year, too, and the players know, you know, we know what we got to get corrected, and we know how to execute it in all situations.
So that's happening. The three screens, are you like, oh, no, not again? What's going through your mind to see those plays and go the distance?
What's going through my mind is, you know, get the guy on the ground. It's very simple. We got to tackle the guy with the ball. We got to do a better job of tackling in space. Now, that's a couple things. That's how the defense works together, which we've done very well this year at times, and very well. And want-to goes together. We got to swarm. We got to hit them. We got to do what we got to do. A lot's been made of the defense being worn down. Well, you can be worn down, but when that bell rings, let's go. You know, get your mind right. Know where you're supposed to fit, and go get the guy on the ground. Scratch, claw, pull, whatever you got to do. In our process here, we're seeing our players, and as our players go through that, we want to see who gets them down, who can scratch and claw and do that. And we need to keep going on that emphasis. You know, let's see which ones of these guys, as we go through our process here of changing the culture, are going to do that. And who wants to send a message that I want to be at the Raiders. I want to be at the Raiders. I want to change this. That's what I want to see them do. So through my mind, I'm trying to find the best call to put them in position to be successful. Like I tell you guys a lot, that's the coach's job. Through their minds, get that sucker on the ground, whoever it is.
Talk about how you were able to, earlier in the year, you were able to do these things. How disappointing is a coach, instead of seeing the team build on that, sort of regressed?
I wouldn't say regress. This is what happens. As you're building a process, and as you're building, trying to lay a foundation with 10 new starters and where we are, you're going to have ups and downs. Now, like I said, the explosive plays the last 2 weeks, that's what we have to have fixed. For the rest of the year, there was very few explosive plays against this defense. We still have very few run plays let out, and we need to get these guys on the ground better. We got to tackle better in space. That's the biggest thing. These happen. When you're building things, these happen. Like I said, the biggest ones are the explosive plays. You want it. It doesn't always go like this. There's bumps. That's what happens. But now, how are you going to respond to that bump? We got to respond for 2 weeks against two really good quarterbacks and really good offenses. And yeah, we're somewhat of our work's cut out for us, but that's why you play the games.
How is Lamar Houston part of that foundation you've established? And then speaking of how players respond when he has had weeks he's not as impressed with, how do you see him respond out there? Or what do you want to see from him?
Lamar has gotten better week in and week out at learning how to be, since we've been here for 2 years, of being a professional, becoming a professional. And that's the hardest thing to do. It's hard when you guys ask, oh, Lamar, you didn't play good. And, you know, all you read all week is whether you didn't play good, or Coach Starver, you didn't make the right calls. You know, that's what learning being a professional is. You have to bounce back. And he's been able to do that. He's worked. And if he continues to work and stays in and does what he's supposed to do, then he'll reap some of the rewards. That's where Lamar's gotten better. Of course, he's like us. We all want more production recently. But what you can't do is somebody else's job. All you can do is your job. All the coaches put them in position to make plays. Players, when the play's there, make it. That's how you get your way out of anything.
Were the calls right then, Jason, on those three screens?
The first play of the game, we're in a match zone defense, and yeah, we got to be able to, I mean, that's a play where they may get a few yards, but we got three guys there with one blocker. We got to make that play. The third and long, we have a pressure, but the pressure's set so that if the back goes out one way, we got him, and if he goes the other way, we got him, and we just didn't do it right. That's very few times this year. We just didn't do it right. And then the third one is a vision defense where we got to show up. Our three players that could be in that area got to show up quicker. That's it. If they get 4 or 5 yards, that's okay. It's these ones where they get in space before anybody shows up. So any call can work on it. A screen's like a run. A screen play is a run play. So on a run play, you have somebody who's the fourth player. He sets the edge, okay, which we've done pretty good the four times we've seen that back, for example, and some others in this league. We got to set the edge. So when the fourth player on a screen doesn't set the edge, then it can create space. So that's what it is. You got screens are like runs that happen down the field. You got to make sure that that guy sets the edge, the next guy in sets it right down the middle, and then everybody else runs and hits. And we got to get better at running and hitting. There was things that went on inside of me. Everybody's making the big deal of who was outside, but the guys inside got to run and hit too. It's team defense. So when they're thrown on the ground, that's not good either. So keep your feet, stay off the ground, and go make plays. Some of that is athletic ability. Some of that is desire, like I said. And that's what we've been practicing, is setting the edge and getting out of the stack to go make a play.
So how much of your problems tackling in space and things like this are a result of guys, of several guys, especially in the front seven, having career highs in snap counts with two games to go? I mean, do you see any correlation there between guys who were tackling well in space and are now not? Is it fatigue?
Well, I think this is a great opportunity for our players. Like you said, almost every player on our defense has set a career high in snaps or starts. And what's great for them is they were brought in to this to see if they could do it. And the facts are a lot of them are on one-year contracts. That's not my area, but that's the facts. So what we want to see is who can push through this. You know, the Oakland Raiders want to see who can push through this and make plays at the snap counts. So that's the challenge to them. Is it a factor of it? Yeah, it may be. But who's going to push through? Because that's how you earn the contract that they want, and that's how we find out who's going to fit in the future. Because we're right on our process. We want to see which guys are going to push through. Who's going to finish this thing? Who's going to finish it the right way?
What stabilizes periods of shaky defense? I mean, like when the Philadelphia game went bad, you could never pull out of it, and then at least that day. Then you did better for a while, and then I'd say the last, second half of the Dallas game, and the last, so it's 10 quarters now that have been pretty kind of shaky. How do you stabilize that? Do you look for a player to do it? Do you just have to make one play and get things rolling? What changes it?
Well, first is, like I said a little bit earlier, is pressing. What happens is everybody presses. If we have to do something in this room and it's not going that good, you'll see everybody's personality come out, how well you're pressing to make that play, because you want to make the play. But you got to make the plays that come to you. If you're our, you would be our right defensive corner. You can only affect, you can't be the corner?
Come on.
All right, our... No, I'm not going to say that. What position do you want to play? Okay, so you can only make what comes in your area, to make, by analogy, clear. All right, but you can only make what comes in your area. You cannot make that play over there, and if you take the wrong angle to that play over there on Jamal Charles, he's going to put his foot in the ground and cut back across your face, and we're all 10 guys can't help you. That's what happens. So how do you pop out of it? Doing your job, making sure you focus in on doing your job. Over-communicate to each other, meaning if there's something going on, hey, we're in a box, guys, look out. Remember, here's what happens out of this. Boom. And then play, and then trust yourself. And it's easier said than done. Yeah. Plays made early in games have helped us this year. Right? We made, after the Philly game, we made some plays in the next couple games early. We took the ball away. Those are good plays. But you can't get down on yourself if it doesn't happen early. You just got to keep pointing at the ball. One of the things we do pretty good is we pull at the ball. Second guy, we got a lot of forced fumbles. I don't know how many it is, but it's a lot this year. A lot more than years past here. It's one of the emphasis. That's come true. taking a lot of balls away off defense and special teams. So that's how you pull yourself out. Do your job, not somebody else's.
After the game, Nick said that playing defense was kind of hard. Charles Woodson said it's an easy thing to play defense. Mm-hmm. Where's the truth in that?
Nick Roach?
Nick Roach said that it was hard to play defense.
Well, the truth is, I like being a defensive coach, and here's why. They got the ball. They got the play call. And we got to use our rules, figure it out, when they can do whatever they want. So the truth is both. And that's the greatest challenge of being on defense is you got to use your rules to conquer what they're doing, both mentally and physically. So that challenge is a great challenge. That's a challenge you want as a professional. At any level of coaching, that's a challenge you want. So it is both. It's hard. And when you put your eyes in the right spot and you take the correct angles, there can be times where it's real easy. There's harder downs, there's easier downs. But you got to be willing to accept both and conquer both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.